This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the second half of September. Most colonial businesses expanded only when family members moved and began a branch of the business in another town or region. This was especially true in the printing business. Franklin was unique, however, in his willingness to help young business people get their start in the printing business, and almost everyone he sponsored was outside of his immediate family. On September 31, 1731, Franklin formed a printing partnership with Thomas Whitmarsh to run a printing office in Charleston, South Carolina. It was an early form of franchising, and it lasted through three owners, including a woman, a radical and progressive move on Franklin's part. Ultimately, Franklin's printing partnerships stretched from as far north as Connecticut and New York to as far south as South Carolina and even Barbados. Franklin retired from his printing business in 1748, but he carried his publishing habits throughout his life and travels. From September 22nd through September 26th, 1770, Franklin published the Craven Street Gazette while residing at 36 Craven Street in London. During its five-day print run, Franklin's satirical newspaper makes light of the home's occupants and events, or lack thereof. In the paper, he refers to himself as Dr. Fatsides. In a letter to a close friend written on September 19, 1772, Franklin describes a method of decision-making he called moral algebra. He writes, "Divide half a sheet of paper by a line into two columns, writing over the one pro and over the other con. Then, during 3 or 4 days' consideration, I put down under the different heads short hints of the different motives that at different times occur to me for or against the measure. When I have thus got them all together in one view, I endeavor to estimate their respective weights. And where I find two, one on each side, that seem equal, I strike them both out. If I find a reason pro equal to some two reasons con, I strike out the three. If I judge some two reasons con equal to some three reasons pro, I strike out the five. And thus proceeding, I find at length where the balance lies. And if after a day or two of further consideration, nothing new that is of importance occurs on either side, I come to a determination accordingly." In the late September pages of Franklin's very first Poor Richard's Almanac in 1733, Franklin noted that there is no little enemy. And finally, in late September of 1746, Franklin points ahead to his life as a gentleman and scientist, noting that a life of leisure and a life of laziness are two things. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.